welcome to this episode of That's What She Said, in which pink hair brings me closer to God. I don't have any announcements or special things to tell you, so let's get to it. I was shopping in Target the other night, and these three little ones collapsed in their cart, laughing, like, "She has pink hair! She has pink hair!" It happened again, and I was standing in line at the post office with a bunch of packages, just kind of glaring off in the distance at the fluorescent lights, and this little girl in front of me smirked. And her eyes danced. Her whole being twinkled. She shimmered all of her magic at me, and I shimmered back. When her dad put her down, she whispered to her sister about the lady with the pink hair. Her sister looked at me and shimmered too, the magic in her acknowledging the magic in me, before she went off to play with the post office pens and discover a few coins some fellow mailer person had left behind. 3 pennies, Dad! 3 pennies! I thought about the divine and my understanding of God and this shimmering magic business while she held out her coins. I thought about yoga and all the ways I've tried to find, connect to, convene with, and meet God. I thought about the word namaste, which has always struck me as too big a greeting or farewell to comprehend. I thought about making fun of that greeting, but then I thought about a mob of angry yogis and Lululemon coming after me with warm lemon water and fresh mantras, and I decided to keep it positive. Anyway, how can I possibly comprehend the God in you or the divine in you? How can I experience the most sacred and wondrous bits of another person when we're not in this simple, well-lit, perfectly clean yoga room full of zenned-out middle-class citizens? I can find less overwhelming words, for starters. My best friend Doey told me to try this word replacement. The Gryffindor in me acknowledges the Gryffindor in you. My wise and brave bits acknowledge your wise and brave bits, even if you're annoying the ever-loving shit out of me at this moment. It's much better than the divine in me acknowledging the divine in you, much more tangible, but that substitution wasn't enough. It felt like a weary Harry Potter reference, not a legitimate way of seeing the world. It felt a little bit sacrilegious, and I was trying to be just the opposite. I was desperately trying to see the deepest and most incomprehensible bits of the humans I meet when they aren't trying to show them to me. And the word I get to use is Gryffindor? Nope, it's not enough. So I'm walking back to my car, my male mischief managed, and I think about all the kids who have been thrown off balance. By the way, that's a physical reaction, not a metaphor. Thrown off balance by my pink hair. My pink hair, which is really a stand-in for all the ways I'm willing to be myself in the world. My pink hair, which is my way of showing kids magic as possible without having to say a word. I know most adults tell you there's one way to do things, kid, but really, there are 9 billion, and that's just for starters, and pink hair is one of them. So go find your freaking magic, and then keep finding it every day, and we can reconvene in the Target shopping cart when you need a pep talk because you forgot or you got all caught up in test scores or homework and you started looking like everyone else. Oh, wait a minute. What if the words God and magic are interchangeable? In those places where you stand truly awed, overwhelmed, gobsmacked, or delighted, you will find magic, or you will find God, or both. What's the difference, again? In those moments when you feel as if you're part of the great web of existence, as if your life has meaning, as if this moment is wondrous, perfect, or good, where is the line between your experience of magic and your experience of God? Magic is a habit as much as an act of will, a pattern of seeing as much as a particular delight you find in your favorite place. Why can't pink hair be a reflection of my inner divinity, just as incense and candles and asanas trigger others' namaste-driven divinity to shine? Why can't I call the act of seeing a 3-year-old twinkle with delight magic? And who's to say that I'm not looking into the face of God at that moment, or in each of the unexpected moments my pink hair brings, for that matter? Right there in the post office, or eating lunch when he wandered up to us on the patio and said I reminded him of cotton candy. Or when women stop me to say they wish they could have pink hair too, and I share my hairdresser's name, and I hope that they go and get pink hair. Or when a kid at the Arboretum drops his dad's hand and comes tottering over to me, having chosen a new leader. It's all magic. It's all divine. It's all God. The pink hair just makes it easier to remember. So as you go out and do your thing this week, I don't have a thing to sell you. I mean, I thought about it beforehand. Like, I run a business and I should sell you some shit. And instead, I wanted to share this. And I don't really actually know why, except that when you go looking for magic, you often find it. And when you go looking for God, you often find him or her or it or them. And so go and find magic and tell me what you find. Go and find the places where you stand awed, overwhelmed, gobsmacked, or delighted. Go and find them and tell me about them. Via email, I'm at brandcamponline@gmail.com, or you can tag me on the Instagram. I am KKALP. Just generally share. I don't know why I feel compelled to talk about magic, but I'm sensing, or I'm guessing, it has something to do with you. So go find the magic, go find the divine, go find the God in all of this, and then tell me what you find, and tell me what you would like to talk about, and tell me where you find magic. In your everyday life, or in your very special, not everyday life, that's okay too. Tell me what's shaking. I'd love to hear from you. I would love to hear more about what you want to hear about. And next week, we're going to talk about some stuff. It's going to be pretty cool. This week is short, sweet, and leaves plenty of room for pink hair. So go do it. I love you. Mwah. I will see you next week. Bye, guys.